Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Stevie Wiebe here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Steve Green episode. Little background information on Steve. He just reached 1 million subscribers on YouTube, and that's one thing that stuck out to me is just his experiences in YouTube and the tips that he gave me throughout the episode. I hope you enjoy. Welcome to a new episode of the Stevie Wiebe Show. Kirby's not here today, sorry. Very special guest tonight, content creator, YouTuber, comedian, script writer. Please welcome Steve Green.
Thank you very much. Hey, thanks, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks for coming, man.
Thanks for having me.
Ooh, how you feeling?
I feel great.
Good. It's good having
it's
you.
It's good energy.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, it actually
is,
really is.
Is it good seeing George?
It's great seeing George. Great seeing B Money. I call him B Money.
These guys are like your brothers.
Bryce. Yeah. No, they're my dudes.
No, I mean, do you think of them like brothers?
Absolutely. Yeah, I really do. I absolutely do.
And we have something in common because you're from Rancho Bernardo.
Yeah, man. I lived in Rancho Bernardo, Escondido, yeah. And then my grandparents were in Poway.
We used to hang. I'm from Poway.
Yeah.
And I know Escondido very well because North County Fair is there. And that was our hangout.
Yeah, that's about the only thing there.
You went to RB High?
Yeah.
You're a Bronco.
I'm a Bronco, dude. You were a Poway guy, right?
Yeah, Titan. Yeah, yeah. Do you remember Graziano's Pizza?
Of course.
That was remember the place. Graziano?
Oh, of course.
So it's still there? When was the last time
still
you were there?
Yeah. Oh, God. Probably 2004. Mm-hmm. When I graduated. Mm-hmm. We used to, take the napkins and dab the pizza mm-hmm. up because you thought it was doing something for your skin. Right, even though your skin doesn't, like, was going nuts anyway. Mm-hmm, like, no matter what the fuck you did. That pizza crazy. Wasn't even that good.
It was
covered in grease and.
But the RB kids hung out there, right? It was
always,
like a hangout.
Always
there that used to be an arcade man. There, you know, back in the 90s.
There were still a couple machines.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Nobody really played them because everyone acted too cool for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's like, I don't really play games, you know. Right. Like,
yeah.
It's like, what do you do when you get home? I bet you have a whole fucking thing, but you know, they didn't want to be caught playing games then. Now gaming is the coolest shit ever.
Are you a gamer?
Oh, fuck yeah.
You got Xbox?
What do you play?
I'm Destiny 2.
Oh, right
on. Yeah, Destiny 2. Okay. Yeah. I know. No one's
played it. I haven't played it, but...
It's a first-person shooter.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard I just get sucked into it, and I'm too afraid of that.
Yeah.
I mostly just play... I have what I call a Grand Theft Auto machine. I just play Grand Theft Auto.
Dude, that's a great game.
Yeah, it's a great game.
I like... In that game, I like just shooting, like doing my own game within the game.
That's all I do.
Yeah. So you snipe people from, like, the hills and everything?
All of that. I mostly go on there and fuck with... Like kids, because I have no life and I'm a loser. You know what I mean? Like I go on there just for the express purpose of pissing children off and making them sad and making them leave.
Look, you're making jokes.
Because I'm a fucking loser.
You mean kids in Grand Theft Auto?
Oh yeah,
in that world.
Yeah. In the game, because you play online with everybody, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
so
right.
I do all kind of shit to
so
fuck
you,
with
do
them.
Do you talk shit to them?
Always. Oh yeah.
So they talk shit back to you?
Yeah, but they gotta earn it first. I can't just go after people. George knows this. My philosophy. I have to go after people who have earned it.
Right.
So I wait till they fuck with me, and then I just fucking wreck them.
Like, give me an
to
example.
To the best of my ability.
I want to hear a story. I want to hear, like, do you make a kid cry?
If I can, I mean, I would love it. Yeah, that doesn't always happen.
Why are you laughing at that, George? That's kind of weird, dude. Why are you laughing at
George
him?
Is a sick dude, fuck. He's the sickest fuck.
He is a sick fucker.
He is, man. He is.
Since we're on George, No. Hold up. Before you continue.
Yeah.
No,
let's get on George, please.
Does your wife have someone, like, does she have friends for George? We need to get this guy.
Nobody has a friend for George. Look, it's not a good recommend.
He's not ugly.
Can you? No, it's not about ugly. It's not about ugly. That. It's
he's smart.
He's Georgian. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like imagine George having sex with a woman.
I would pay $100.
I would. Dude, I want to just see it. And I'm not even making fun. Yeah. I just want to fucking see what happens. I just want to see what he says. That. Is he like? Well, do you like this? Yeah. Like, yeah, are you really enjoying it? Like,
dude,
like,
I would pay $200.
Easily.
Dude, let's just see. Let us see.
We'll give you a privacy curtain, dude. All of it, man. We'll set up GoPros.
Yeah.
We won't even watch.
Dude.
I'll delete the footage.
George.
I swear to God, I actually just want to see this.
Dude, who do you want?
We got the Asa recommend now. It's you guys.
Okay, what kind did she say that?
What is it going to take? Can you put this on your YouTube channel?
100%. Are you kidding me? I'll make it my whole YouTube channel. I got nothing on right now. So I'm in for that.
What do you
that.
Mean you got nothing? I just looked at
oh,
it.
Oh, no.
Man.
I mean, no, I haven't posted in a minute.
You got shit going on.
Well, I haven't posted it in quite a minute. Quite a minute.
So we're talking about Grand Theft Auto and then like George getting George laid.
Yeah, I would love to. I think George gets laid, by the way. It's not an insult to George. I think that he fucks.
Well, you know what?
He gets his
you know
dick.
The person to ask? Ask Bryce that.
No, Bryce Fox. Of course Bryce Fox. That's
Bryce,
not even a question.
Be honest. Look at me. Does George bring girls home?
Wait, can we hear Bryce? Here, hold on.
This is all we're doing. Let him do his thing.
Nobody knew. Nope.
Nobody knew.
Oh,
so he only brings like
how red
archaeological digs, or what does he bring? Like women from his
Why
past?
Why are you tape recording this? Why are you recording this?
Pink Dick sex tape needs to come out. It's time.
There's a pink dick.
Wait, what is it?
There's a sex tape.
Wait, repeat that.
Pink Dick sex tape. Someday.
What does that explain?
It's about time we bring out George's pink dick sex. Pink Dick.
Yeah, his name is Pink Dick.
Oh, Pink Dick. Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying now. Yeah. Right. Pink Dick sex tape. Yeah, so we need to produce it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We have to make it. Because I don't think you have one. Do you have one?
Will you produce a video? Because they trust you.
Yeah, 100%. I would love to.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
Have you seen his
penis? But how do you do it on YouTube
penis?
Now? You can't even say...
Oh, my God. We have to edit this.
I can't even say, Christianity on YouTube man.
Yeah.
It's like a nightmare right now.
You're killing it on YouTube, though, huh?
No. I was always a... I was never a bin, but so I couldn't be a has-been.
Saying? And then when's your birthday?
August 27th.
25th.
Right on, brother. Yeah.
You're Virgo.
I heard.
Huh?
Nikki told me,
Virgo,
man.
Virgo Leo cusp.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a Virgo.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck it means. I don't think I know better than that shit. I just love to make fun of it.
Yeah. So you don't like read horoscopes in your
No, Nikki does. Nikki's all into that.
Yeah,
Nikki's
into
all that shit. Feng shui.
All that
I'm sure
shit,
she thought this was a nightmare. Like a feng shui nightmare.
She probably did, yeah.
No, but what's funny about Nikki is you could have a messy place and that's not even the part of it.
No,
your water corner's all fucked because you don't have any water over there. And it's like, Nikki, this place is a fucking mess. Like, that's what's wrong with it. And she's like, no, you need water and like a fountain of water.
Wow. How long you been married, man? Because you're
a married man now.
Under
a year, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How are you doing this? Like, because we're not there yet.
It's easy. It's easy when you really love somebody. It's really easy.
What's the hardest part about being married? Like, do you have to just really, not compromise, but you have to be more mindful towards, like,
their
needs?
But it's easier. I mean, I'm telling you, when you find the prototypical one, it really is just easy. It's like, I just want to kick it with you all the time.
So
that's how I feel with Nikki. Like,
cause dude, I saw your wedding.
Yeah,
and I got kind of emotional when you said your vows. Yeah,
you weren't there, piece of shit. But you had a good excuse.
Yeah, dude, you did good, dude. Like,
yeah, no, yeah. I did great. Come
like
on, look at me.
Like that
look
speech, that
Nikki
fucking
Limo.
Speech you did.
Oh yeah,
too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how'd you know when she was the one? Like, were you guys homies first?
First date, honest to God.
And what was the first Star Trek?
Well, no, we didn't go to Star Trek. I had this ticket stub from Star Trek
mm-hmm.
because they wouldn't sell us the ticket to The Great Gatsby, which turned out to be even bigger piece of shit than Star Trek 2 was, so go figure. But yeah, we bought a ticket to Star Trek 2, and then we went into Gatsby, and I kept the ticket ever since. And
that's cool, dude. Yeah.
No, I knew that night. I was like, damn, dude, this is pretty crazy.
She's half Filipino, right?
Yeah, she's half Filipino, half white.
Yeah, my girl's Filipino, too. So we got that.
She's
full
Fil?
She's full. Yeah, that's awesome. And so is her dad's Filipino?
Yeah.
Are you guys are cool?
Me and her dad are tight. Yeah, he's
so
he's
you
great.
Like you go you, like where do they live? You go to their house and like yeah, have gatherings. And stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. I guess I'm the first guy that her dad got along with. That just means all those other guys are fucking losers.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
that guy
just wants.
Just
like
a good
someone
dude.
To be
just
honest.
A good dude. Yeah.
Not like a pull it on like show.
Yeah.
Hello, sir. Like a bunch of bullshit. Like you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I just try to be as real to him as he is to me, and it's easy.
And what's her mom's cool with you too?
Her mom's awesome. Yeah, her mom's great. Yeah. Her mom's so the most cool, sarcastic man. Person in the world. She's more sarcastic than anybody I even know. Like than
well,
me or any of you guys.
Yeah. Are they? So they live in California too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect.
They're all up in Santa Barbara where we got married.
Wow.
Yeah.
And your folks, are they in Rancho Bernardo still?
They're in Poway.
Shout out to Poway High. They just took third in the state wrestling tournament. So shout out to Wayne Brandstetter. That was my wrestling because I wrestled.
Okay.
I was a part of that whole, you know. From
and you still
grade.
Know. You still locked into Poway High because you didn't go to college, right?
No, I went to ASU. I almost flunked out of ASU.
Do they have a team or anything?
What, in Arizona State?
Oh, Arizona State. Okay, I don't know shit about college.
I was just doing drugs. I was like, I was out of my mind.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. No, but this was in the 90s, so I just wanted to give them some
No, it's great.
Some respect.
I don't know what RB's up to, but
you have
shout
a state
out.
Champ. Shout out to Jaden Abbas. He just took from Rancho Bernardo High, 138 state champion. For the Broncos.
How are you locked into that?
I don't know. You know
scene?
What? I still watch. I know it's weird. It's weird. Hey, I'm a fan of the sport. I'm a fan.
Oh, that's where it
I'm
is.
I'm a fan of the sport of wrestling. I like MMA and like I like watch.
I love
I like,
MMA. It's
I love
fun.
UFC.
Yeah.
But I still watch and I still kind of follow somewhat of high school. Like I glance into it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But they just invited me to some. My coach was retiring after 40. I don't know how many years he was coaching.
Oh wow, and you were that close? Where
no, well they invited me to something, and I didn't know the number, and I was like scared. I'm like, oh, it just brought back all these like because I'm far removed from Poway,
right?
So I'm like,
how far removed? How long?
Dude, this is in 90. I graduated like in the 90s.
Oh, shit.
In
you
the
still
90s.
Care about it. That's crazy to
no,
me.
No, I don't care. I care about the sport. I don't know why
no,
I still watch
cool,
it.
No, that's cool, though. I'm not knocking it. I just think that's crazy.
Crazy. Yeah, but you have a state champ from the Rancho Bernardo High. Has got a state champion.
Well,
so that's
about that?
That's
sure
big news.
I'm sure he was born when I left. You know what I mean? Like, Jesus.
So do you remember Arby Plaza?
Which one's that?
There's a Round Table Pizza in there.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Because we used to hang out there as kids. Okay. There's a 7-Eleven, a Round Table.
That was the only Round Table that
I knew. Wow. I haven't been there in like over 20 years.
Oh, I go all the time because
oh,
my whole family's still there. Yeah.
Wow.
My sister lives in Escondido. My parents are in Poway. Like.
And did Nikki tell you about the house that I lived in Poway?
Yeah, shit's fucked up. You had
some dark problems. Yeah, I went through a deep.
Was it just the house or does
dude,
that shit
it
follow
was,
you?
It, the house was messed up. Like it was probably built on a burial ground or.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went through a really bad sleep paralysis.
Man.
Where they held me down and I heard whispers. So have you experienced anything like
that? Yeah. The sleep paralysis my whole life. Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Now, when you feel weight on your chest.
Yeah.
Like they're holding you down.
Absolutely, yeah.
I want to hear about this. So when,
yeah, I mean, yeah, man. It's I don't know what the fuck it is, first of all. I'll
I don't
qualify
either.
It.
Like, it's scary as hell.
Yeah, it's
just
scary
it's
as hell,
scary.
Right?
It's scary.
Yeah, I mean, I've just had these fucked up, I don't know what to call them, like dreams, but they don't
asleep.
Feel like dreams because you're half asleep.
Yeah,
and you can see everything in the room.
Yeah.
And
it's that window where they could attack you.
Right.
Kind of in between sleep. You're about to sleep. You're kind of not sleeping.
It feels like that. Maybe, but maybe that's the dream. Right.
Maybe that's
the dream. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever it is, it's like, you know, I actually, since when I was a kid, I was afraid of this thing I used to tell my parents when I was like 3 years old that I was afraid of the gorilla. I don't want to go to sleep because the gorilla is going to come get me. And my parents were like, oh, Steven, like, there's no gorilla. It's all good. Like, no big deal. Mm-hmm. And then every time I would go to sleep, the room would get dizzy. I would see the room just like it is. Mm-hmm. I'd see my house just like it is.
Pitch black.
Pitch black.
Okay.
And I would see, or whatever, or whenever I was asleep, right? Mm-hmm. So like if it was in the middle of the day, like if I was sleeping during the day, I would see that too. Mm-hmm. Like I would see that it's daytime. Mm-hmm. And then I would see the gorilla man who was this dark figure in the window.
The shadow?
Yeah, shadow, exactly. But yeah. But see, to me, I was a kid. I didn't know what a fucking shadow person looked like or whatever you call it. I just knew that it looked like a gorilla because it was like black, big thing. So I called it the gorilla.
Yeah. Was it wearing a hat at all? Like a top hat?
Not a hat, no.
Okay.
No, but a dark figure thing. Mm-hmm. And then as I grew up, it like I knew more like what gorillas look like and what they didn't look like. And it wasn't a gorilla. It was just this dark thing that...
Since you were a kid.
Yeah, since I was a kid. It just tries to hold me down and while I'm under.
Wow.
It's fucking weird, yeah.
And then this continued through your adulthood?
Oh, yeah. I've had it always, yeah.
You ever tried using sage? Because we've actually smoked this room, too, because we've had
it. I haven't. Nikki does that. I guess when we moved in, but it didn't do shit for me.
Wow.
Like I...
Now, does it whisper in your ear? Does it say anything?
Yeah. I hear weird shit.
Like what? Like whispers? Because when they held me down in Poway, there was like a bunch of whispers, like, you know, like they were like, it was scary as hell.
I've heard things like that, but it's more, one time, so this was like the biggest episode for me, which made me go like, okay, I got to do something. Like I got to go buy something or something. Mm-hmm. I have to go give money to something to make this like stop. Right. Mm-hmm. So I was under and I see the room. I see Nikki, she's sleeping next to me. And then I see, you know, this, I can feel it already, this presence. And then I look and I see it and I see my body. I see the cats. I see what I'm wearing that night. I see.
Oh, you're floating above your body?
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Right. So then I see myself and then I see this dark thing and he looks at me because he sees me there.
Wait. You above yourself?
Yeah, me above myself.
Oh, geez.
Floating in the room.
Uh-huh.
He looks at me and then he goes, let me in to me. And then he's going towards my body.
He wants to possess.
I don't know, I guess.
Let me in.
I don't know. That's the
that's
idea
scary.
Behind it.
Yeah,
it's like the scariest shit. So
what does his voice sound like?
So then I started yelling for Nikki. Oh. What did it sound like? It was like let me in, like that. Like fucking weird, yeah.
Oh, man.
And maybe it's a nightmare.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's
but
scary.
But what's creepy to me is it's all creepy, but what's really creepy to me is that I was yelling at Nikki, like, Nikki, wake me up, you gotta wake me up, wake me up, wake me up, wake me up. And finally, I just tried different shit because I couldn't get her to wake me up. I started screaming like in the name of Jesus Christ, wake me up. And she just heard me say Jesus Christ. She's like, she heard me go Jesus Christ. Like I'm mumbling and I say Jesus Christ. And she shakes me because she knows that I've been, you know, having all the sleep paralysis shit. And she shakes me and she says, wake up. And then I don't immediately wake up like from a nightmare or whatever. Like I wake up, turn to Nikki and go, thank you.
Wow.
Like I knew
what
was going on. And like I communicated with her through my dream. So that's where it gets fucking weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
You know what's weird? Because I have a similar thing to your story, because when I was way younger, I was actually going to Bible studies, and during that time I had Bible verses all over my room, and I tried to do the same thing what you did. I could only get the J-E out though. I was literally, it was like blocking me from saying it,
right?
Whatever these group of people were, like blocking my mouth, invisible, like you couldn't see them, but I was like, you know, they wouldn't let me finish it,
right?
Until I forced it,
right?
And I must have screamed it, you know, in the house.
Yeah.
But then,
and you got it out,
dude. I'm telling you, like right when I got the whole Jesus out, it was like,
right,
like a weight was lifted.
Right.
I'm not a religious dude.
Me too,
I'm not even
I'm
a
not
religious dude. Like,
I mean,
I don't even believe in religion.
I was raised Catholic, but I was like, whatever.
I don't,
you know,
I mean,
I
pray
it.
With because my girlfriend, she's Catholic, so I pray with her, but I don't. I'm not.
I love two semi-religious dudes trying to act cool that we're not religious.
No, I'm just
because I feel like semi-religious because of this experience.
I don't believe in those belief systems.
No, me either.
I feel like they.
I feel like it all gets fucked up by man. You know what I mean?
We
fuck it all up, and we probably made it all fucked up at the origin, like with all the books and shit and all the stories, Leviticus and all this stuff.
But maybe that word has some kind of power or dominion over them. I haven't figured that out.
That's what I think now. I don't know, though. I don't know anything. I just know.
Because I'm not religious, but I believe that word has some kind of power over them or something. Yeah.
In this state, whatever the fuck it is, we know nothing about it. For some reason, that worked for me, so I'll take it. Wow. So I got a Jesus candle that's by my bed every night.
Yeah, yeah. So Nikki knows about this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so what, like, did she freak out once you told her about, like, how long?
No, I mean, I told her pretty early because we were pretty cool with each other. Like,
when you're dating her at the beginning?
I mean, it's not hard to tell somebody who believes in wish candles, for example. Mm-hmm. About your nightmare experiences. You know what I mean? Not too difficult. Mm-hmm. So she knew about it real early.
Was she pretty open to it?
Oh, like, very,
She didn't judge you for
it? No.
Yeah, yeah.
She's the
last
person.
Is she religious? Because the
no,
Catholic,
she's like,
or
she's
dad,
like us.
Maybe?
She's totally felt like weird about it.
Her whole life, where it's like,
I kind of think it's cool and I kind of think it sucks. And
I
mostly think it sucks. And then I kind of think it doesn't suck. Like, we all swing back and forth so much. I don't know.
Because, you know, Poway, because I've been doing some research lately, because I approach my parents. I'm like, hey, like, this is what I experienced growing up.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about it? And because my dad had several strokes, I didn't know how long he had to live, still don't. And but they said they experienced the same damn thing that I was.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. But they because it was on one side of the house in Poway. And when my dad would park the car on that side of the house, he'd actually try to run beeline to his bedroom.
Jesus.
Because he felt like these things trying to pull him down.
Sure.
And my brother, you know, his room was closest to the garage on that same side of the house. And he had the same thing that I experienced, but he jumped into the swimming pool to get them off.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That worked?
Yeah, it worked for time, yeah. But because I wanted to know, like, later in life, like, hey, was I tripping?
Right.
My cousin Eddie and Jen, they agreed. They hated going to that house. It was so bad, I found out later, because they built a different section on the other side just because of that. Just so we could chill on the other side, like a whole different living room area. Like, they built, they like extended the house.
You're the people in the horror movie who won't move.
Yeah.
Like, what we'll do is we'll build on, we'll extend out.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Just go somewhere else.
The name of the street's Ranch Hollow. So that's kind of, Ranch Hollow. But yeah, going back to Poway, because it's derivative of a Native American name or something, Pock. Something.
Okay.
So I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But I knew that, you know, there's probably some history.
Do you still have sleep paralysis?
You know, I haven't since.
Wow.
The last time I had it, well, no, that's not true. We kind of had it in here. So that's not true. But I don't know if that cat, well, my girl definitely saw something. We were fighting in here, and my dog Kirby, who's not here, my girl and Kirby are not. They're usually here. But Kirby was barking towards where the fridge is, and I thought I saw something. I'm not sure what I saw, but she said that she felt and saw a shadow presence, and that's why.
She was awake.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow.
And so, but I don't know. I don't want to say she's crazy or I'm crazy, but this building has history.
Hey, man,
Hollywood has history. Yeah,
I don't know what any of it is. I have no idea. But yeah. I also don't think we all know everything.
Let's do a quick commercial break.
All right. With that being said, we're going to a commercial.
What a segue, George. Holy shit. You pay him?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I do pay him.
Wow.
Hey, this is Lil Ray. Why don't you press that button to subscribe to the Stevie Weeby Show, man? I'll see y'all later.
Okay, we're back with Steve Green here talking about ghost stories. It's been fun so far.
Yeah,
huh? Did you want to add to any of that this stuff? I didn't really plan on talking about this that long, but it just interests me because it's affected me so much in my life.
I always want to qualify it so people don't think I'm crazy. So
no, but let's I don't just think do you're that crazy. For 10 minutes. No,
But you know what I mean? It's like, you know, it all, because I know everyone's like, you're full of shit, man. And I'm like, look, dude, I would love to be full of shit. I would love to not. deal with this shit and have my stupid nightmare things. But it just is. I don't know what it is. I'm not claiming anything metaphysical is going on.
Yeah.
I don't claim to know anything about the human mind or what goes on with the psyche and shit.
Right.
I just know that my shit sucks and it's been weird.
It could be some entities that are close to this dimension, you know, like the... There's different names for it, like djinns or archons and demons.
Oh, shit. I don't even know any of that.
Well, the archons are... I don't want to get into my conspiracy shit.
I love that we know the names of them, though.
But the archons...
We don't know what they look like, but we know their names. Yeah. I always love that shit, you know?
Well, yeah. Well, there's supposedly archons, and they actually live off human, like, low-frequency energy, like fear and hate, and they feed
They love this world, man.
Yeah, so they feed off of us and stuff, and that's how they flourish. They're just, we're like batteries to them, like on some Matrix shit, you know.
Damn,
but we just can't see them, you know. Do you believe in any other? Do you believe in conspiracies like aliens?
Oh, fuck yeah! Well, name one, man.
Aliens, like the grays.
If you don't want to think about this shit,
I love it.
I feel bad for you.
I love it
because it's so interesting. It's so much more interesting than what we have going on.
Like the alien grays.
Oh yeah, it's all great stuff.
It's
good
stuff, right?
How do you not believe in aliens? First of all, if you don't believe in aliens, you're out of your fucking mind.
You have to, dude. I mean, there's documented stuff.
All
out
the stuff
there.
With governments all over the world with these aircraft and shit.
Roswell.
Did you see the new one of these military guys caught one on a tracker? Like they had an auto tracker go on it, and they're like, "What the fuck is this thing?" And
it's just a dot
going high speeds. You know, going crazy, crazy high speeds.
I learned something interesting. You know, like the grays that we think are grays. That's according to Credo Mutwa, again, he's an African
shaman. And again, we know the name is the Grays. We know their name. We know little else.
But they're referred to as pinkies. They're really pink. That's like a suit they're wearing. So they're really like, kind of like, they look more amphibious, like a pink texture with like reptilian eyes, the slits. That's just... that's an outfit they're wearing that's like skin tight to their body, you know, and those are like goggles.
Wow.
Have you heard of this stuff? It's like a
space suit almost.
It's a space suit they're wearing, and I know this, they're kind of directly related. They work with the reptilians. So the reptilians are like the lizard, you know.
Absolutely.
People, but these.
I love the reptilian shit.
I love it. Yeah, I love David Icke stuff too.
Oh, which one's he?
David Icke. Yeah, he talks about the reptilians and how they're like ruling the world, you know? Yeah. But like what I said before, you can't see them.
Right.
They shapeshift. They're in between the third and fourth dimensions.
I don't know. Some of these celebs look like reptilians to me, bud.
But, you know, it's weird because in Hollywood, that the Jimmy Kimmel building, it says Freemasonry is built upon the hearts of men, and supposedly that's a Masonic fuck temple right there.
Jesus.
And you know what's weird?
I love all that shit. That's like some national treasure shit.
If you across the street, what's filmed there? The Oscars.
Right.
And what else is there? The way that mall is, man. Tell me that's not weird. The way that thing
Have you been to the Denver airport?
I heard some stories about that.
Oh, man, it's fucking weird there,
man. Yeah, yeah.
There's murals of kids screaming and on fire on the walls and shit.
Like the images of these Sumerian images.
And they have Masonic symbols everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
I love all that shit.
So what do you think these symbols have whole power over us? Like they must do something.
No, I think it's like them wiping on us. You know what I'm saying?
Like, what do you mean?
It's like I reach into my butt, right? It's a little dirty, and I wipe it on your nose, and I'm like, what are you going to do about it? Like, I think that's how they are. I think that they put it out in the open because fuck you. Because what are you going to do?
You can't do nothing.
That's right. And they want you to know while they're controlling you, I think.
They even say like the CBS or ABC, like the all-seeing eye, you know, like the Illuminati.
Dude, all that shit
eye.
To me, even the news media, the way they all talk the same. If you go from channel to channel, they literally say the same shit, same talking points.
Yeah.
Like, how do you not think wherein they live? You know what I mean? You remember They Live?
Yeah. That's some real shit
to me, John Carpenter movie. Yeah, man. Obey.
Hey, man. Yeah. And that's what I think is going on is like, we just don't have the glasses to see it.
Yeah.
You know how Rowdy Piper.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Because I remember that one scene where...
put on the goddamn glasses.
When you put the glasses on and the guy follows him into the store.
Ugh.
And then when they knew, they're like, okay, we have a seer.
Yeah, we got
a family.
Yeah. And they're all like... You know, because they're wearing those masks. Or whatever. It's like, what,
yeah, yeah, yeah. So do you think that there are some insiders in Hollywood who knows what's up? Like, I know George Lucas knows some stuff.
Oh, yeah, I think.
John Carpenter knew.
Look, Steven Spielberg, when he was doing E.T., he said he never got more. He never thought that all this alien shit was real. He's doing E.T., and all of a sudden the government's coming down all over his ass about, what are you doing? What exactly is it? What exactly are you saying? We need to see your footage. All this shit, like, where he's like, what the fuck? Why do you care? I'm just making a shitty movie. Like, right, what do you...
Even George Lucas, man, he knew, like, the Death Star and, like, the hollowed out, you know, the whatever the control.
Oh, because it looks like a UFO.
Yeah,
to you?
Well,
oh,
no, it represents something that's for real, like where it's like a hollowed out planet or like maybe the moon or because we don't really know what's on the fucking moon or anything, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, so John Carpenter. Yeah, yeah. I'm. People think I'm paranoid though because you know, like
no, because I think that they do this thing like look at the media, right? Like UFOs. For years they just made fun of all that shit, right?
Yeah.
They still do. It's like, if you believe in UFOs, you're a conspiracy theorist, and then you're silly. And then once you're labeled a conspiracy theorist, you're in silly land, and nobody has to listen to you anymore because you're labeled as silly. And that's what they do to everybody, right?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
If you talk a certain way, you're labeled and dismissed. And then we don't have to listen to you anymore.
But what about
that's
religion?
Why,
like,
well, it's the same thing as religion.
The Ark and the you know, whatever, all these crazy stories, man.
I agree.
That's not out of like Aesop fables or like any of this weird stuff.
No, because that's all part of the plan. Like, that's what they use to control us, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's all part of the system that keeps us all going to work, having kids, consuming, like, all that shit, man.
Can I be honest with you? I think we're in a prison planet. I feel like we're stuck. There's something going on where we keep getting recycled back in. Our memories are wiped. We go to the light. We get shifted to the moon or Saturn. And then then we sign the soul contract, come back in as a girl, come back the next time as a dog.
Yeah.
And we're just continually.
We just keep the machine working.
Because I told you, I think they're living off our energy. They need us. So we just, you know, like, so when you die, I don't think you should go to the light because I've heard that's a soul trap or something.
Oh, shit.
Like, you know how they have always taught you, when you die, you go towards the light.
Yeah, but if you're there and you're dead, are you really going to take that chance, man? I'm going to the light every time. I don't even care. Like,
are you kidding me? I don't know. You go.
It's like you're looking at the light and you're like,
George, you going to the light too?
Okay.
Oh,
right. You're going to take that bet?
I don't know. I don't know. You. So
I go
to
the
light.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Like a fucking gnat to a lantern, man.
But what if they present like old family members that are deceased and they greet you? Don't you think that's
which
a little,
ones, man? Some
I don't,
of them might
I don't
get
know.
Me. Some of them might get me away from it. Yeah, you're right. Some of them might get me to run the hell away from
if
the
light.
If
it's too set up like perfectly,
like if
hey,
I see my fucking aunt, I'll be like,
you.
Oh, I'm out of here, dude.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know, man. It's weird. I just don't know. I mean, I don't even know why we're even on this earth. Like, no one ever questions it. I just know that. I guess we're just supposed to go on with it. I don't really know why I'm here.
I don't disagree.
Yeah, well, yeah.
One fascinating thing to me is. The more you look around, the more the same everything looks. Like, have you noticed we got photos from the fucking an asteroid? And what do you see? It's just a bunch of rocks.
Yeah.
Right? We got photos from the surface of Mars. What do you see? It's just a bunch of rocks. Got photos from literally the surface of Venus. You see a bunch of rocks. And like, if you go outside, like before we put all this shit here, it's just a bunch of rocks on the ground.
So I
think that whatever all this is, like the meaning of it is that we give meaning to it.
I don't think it's
any different than that.
Wow, man.
But maybe we are in a prison planet, like you said.
It's like the Matrix kind of like, you know, where it's kind of like we don't even know, like we don't know like beyond visible light what's out there, you know, because it's like there's stuff, you know, like metaphysical stuff that's beyond our vision. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Like the stuff you've experienced, like the guy over your bed, the shadow guy. What if that guy's like slowly on a, you know, radio frequency close to ours that's, you know, that's kind of like getting in here, but you're only seeing glimpses of it.
I have a theory that, and for me, it's more just like something I want to fuck with, like maybe write a movie about, where it's like I think, you know, every action has an equal opposite reaction, right? Like that's part of physics. Mm-hmm. Is I also think that like people have an opposite. It's like you have an opposite, I have an opposite. Like there's an opposite of me.
Is that
and
like
maybe
some
that's that dude? You know what I'm saying?
Like kind of like Mandela effect, like the Mandela effect.
Mandela's effect is that like, you know, somebody went back in time and changed it.
Yeah,
it
changed it, yeah.
But this is more like...
I mean, do you think that's bullshit, though? Like, they used the Bernstein Bears. They're really Bernstein Bears.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know
Febreze,
enough about it.
I thought it was spelled with two E's.
My whole thing is I always want to believe. So if it's good, I want to believe in it.
But that one's... It's a little...
It's fun because you're like, Bernstein Bears, I could have sworn. But also, we're pretty fucking stupid.
But we're a little older. Don't you remember Mandela dying in prison? prison? Because they said he died in 2013. I could have sworn he died earlier.
I think everybody died. Like, when Farrah Fawcett died, I was like, holy shit, didn't she die fucking 10 years ago? Like, I always think people died. Like,
oh, I remember
unless
Farrah
they're
Fawcett.
In the news constantly, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, when Michael Jackson died, I was like, God damn, Michael Jackson is dead?
Yeah.
Like, I think everybody else, when you hear they died, you're like, they died. I know they already died. Didn't they die?
Because you're a YouTuber. Like, you go on YouTube, you type in Mandela Effect. There's tons of freaking videos of these examples. Like, do you think it's bullshit?
I don't know. But yeah, that one, I don't know. That one, maybe I need to see more because I'm pretty ignorant.
But it's fun to think about.
It's fucking fun as hell.
That'd be a great movie.
It'd be tight, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So what does that say if there's like a parallel universe in, right?
Oh, there's got to be.
That mirrors ours, right?
And then, we know there's other alternate universes. We just don't know how
so
it
this,
all works.
This could have been blown up in 2012 could have been the end. We could have been shifted to another another, you know, reality.
Yeah.
Similar to
every religious nut who's like, no, it's all gonna end 2012, October 15th. Like, I think maybe they were right on a timeline.
And then remember Y2K?
Y2K? Yeah, maybe they all melted down, like, in that reality. Who
that was crazy.
Knows?
Remember on the news, everyone was getting, like, water. They're, like, going to Walmart and getting all the water.
Oh, yeah.
That was crazy.
Man. No, I love every pandemic, too. It's like, bird flu, it's gonna get you. Everything's going to get you, right? It's like, bird flu's going to get you. Going to get you the worst than anything's ever got you. And then, you know, fucking 15 people died or whatever.
It's always
that, though. It's like the new Ebola's back. It's fucking everything up. And it's like, okay, well, now it's gone.
Well, it's fun to think. I like science fiction. Even though,
I love it.
Even though it's...
part of what keeps people in line, right? It's like part of what keeps... It's like, oh, the great danger. Here comes the great danger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we're numb to perpetual war and all the shit that we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Do you think we're going to be talking about this stuff? Because I didn't even have it on the notes.
No, fuck no. Yeah. But I love this shit.
I do too.
I'd rather talk about this and like, so what got you into writing? And I'm like, well, you know... I really like movies.
Yeah.
It's just like, all right.
So if we, like, let's go back to They Live.
Yeah.
If we got some glasses, like how Rowdy Piper found them.
I think we already got some glasses, my friend. I think the way that we're seeing the world is the glasses.
Oh.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
But I think that we're called conspiracy people for daring to question things, you know what I mean?
No, because from what I've taught, there's got to be more
critical,
like,
thinking.
Yeah, you're born, you go to school, you get a good job, you get a degree, then you marry, then you, I mean, there's, that's it?
Yeah.
I mean,
but then
on.
There's a lot of shit out there that's like, I think, done to make us like look silly.
Yeah.
Where it's like, and you get branded a conspiracy person, right? And then it's like, oh, you're one of those flat earthers. And it's like, come on, dude, those guys are trolling, man.
Yeah.
That shit's not real.
I'm not even bringing that one up.
If you
I'm
ever want to talk about a fucking, like, quote unquote psyop,
yeah.
There's no greater psyop than flat earth theory or whatever the fuck that is.
You know how I know, though? I'm not crazy. When I went to Arizona State, I took LSD in my dorm room during winter break, and my dorm was one of the only ones open, and I seen a different dimension. I saw dead people in my dorm room bathroom, and they were there. They were like, hey, you know, and I'm like,
Jesus.
That's when I realized that, whoa, like, this, there's more to this dimension. There's other dimensions within this dimension.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when my whole mind just almost exploded. It was the scariest day of my life.
Damn.
Because the dude I did it with ended up running across the street, got arrested. Because I told him there's demons in the bathroom, you know? So
you know what's crazy is that he actually did a very reasonable thing.
Yeah.
When you hear that there are demons in the bathroom, you go, you run. You run from it. And then
it
you got arrested.
His trip. So I don't recommend that. It ruined his trip.
Right. Damn.
Because
have you ever done, what's it called?
DMT?
Yeah, DMT.
No, I'm sober. Like, I don't do anything. I don't do any drugs.
I haven't done it either. I don't do drugs.
But if I were to do relapse, I would do that shit.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I've listened to Joe Rogan and all these other people. And
when I heard, it's all about branding.
I want to see it.
To me, it's about branding. When I heard the branding of, it's like getting shot out of a cannon into the universe. I was like, that's good fucking
that's
branding
cool.
for
yeah.
a drug.
Yep.
You know, like marijuana is like, oh, it chills you out. And like, yeah, it does for sure.
Yeah.
But fucking getting shot into a universal cannon.
And
like
having
I'm
an alien, like,
oh yeah.
Dictate like I'm your in. Whole trip.
Cause what does everyone want when they trip?
15 minutes.
What is it?
It's only 15 minutes.
15 minutes, but it feels like 8 hours sometimes,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
It's like Matthew McConaughey going on that planet.
Yeah.
And he comes back.
Oh,
and
I remember that movie.
And what's his name?
Yeah.
Jeffrey. What's his name? Is older now.
Oh God, that was a good movie.
Yeah, man. Interstellar. What movie was
Interstellar. Great movie. Yeah.
Fucking
dude, why
great
don't
movie.
You? Why you should? Like, I'm like sober, but Have you done it? Like, would you try
I'm afraid.
It?
I'm afraid, man. I don't know. I'm a pussy when it comes to drugs because I like to keep my mind like intact. And like, that's why I only drink really. Like I do weed very occasionally. Yeah. Like
edibles?
Maybe, but like just the tiniest little amount of it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Maybe though.
What about psilocybin mushrooms? I heard that does some cool things. Like opens
I can't. I haven't done it.
George, you've done it.
I've done it.
Oh, hell yeah.
You've done psilocybin. You've eaten shrooms and gone to the desert. Every time he goes to the desert,
that's what he's doing.
They love going to the desert. These guys. These two.
That's what you guys do.
Right now, you know?
Yeah. You on it? How you doing?
Microdosing. That's what they do in Silicon Valley. Just a little bit to make your mind sharp.
Dude, I went.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Me and Nikki were at this. Oh God, what were we at? I don't know. Some fucking LA thing, and we were in. It's like everybody lay down, and like now we're going on a psychedelic experience. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly why I don't do drugs. Because I was looking up at it, and after like fucking 3 minutes of this shit, like just like a screensaver, like constant everything, fucking patterns and shit moving around. I was like, this is so fucking annoying. Like you know what I mean? Like I know the artist guy thought this was like the most heady fucking like amazing thing made, but it's just all the same regurgitated shit. Like he just did it in a cycle over and over again. He's like fucking jerking off to it, and I'm like, this isn't why this isn't for me. You know, like I just
what
need
do you
the
do it with
drugs.
George and Bryce if they planned it all out, and then you talk to your wife and said, hey, weekend with the boys.
Maybe.
Dude,
some
that
kind
would
of
be a great thing.
Like
that would, you know, you guys could vlog it and everything.
Judge drugs by the music they create, not the art.
That's true. But
wait, what do you mean that? What do you mean by that?
No, he's saying that a lot of the greatest music ever has been done through some of these drugs.
But Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin, and stuff.
White
like.
Album, dude. Yeah.
Oh, Pink Floyd, dude. That album.
Steven Seagal songs from the Crystal Cave.
Steven Seagal.
He is a fucking blues musician.
Oh, he is.
Yeah. So
that guy's an interesting guy.
Fucking hilarious.
But that's interesting. The music. So the music created while you're under these substances.
Right.
Like kind of open up
great.
Doors.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The Doors.
Absolutely.
Right? The
that
Doors
is the
of
doors,
perception,
right?
Right?
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie though?
I haven't seen it, no. I never saw it. I heard he's great
Kilmer
in it. I need to see it. I love Val Kilmer.
You haven't seen that?
I haven't seen it.
You would love it.
I know.
Have you seen that movie where Val Kilmer plays Morrison?
No.
You gotta watch
I'm so
it.
Glad I didn't say I saw it. You ever do that? You're like, oh
yeah. No.
And
I
then
never
you say three things
now.
About it and I'm like, yeah, it's great. Fucking everybody does that shit. Right? And then
dude,
you
I
say
have
nothing
no...
specific. And you're like, oh, I like his hair in that movie.
So has your wife ever messed with these kinds of substances?
Oh, what did she do? Yeah, she did a couple of them. What did she do? I think she tried like a fucking grab bag of them. Mm-hmm. Like almost everything. But obviously not the crazy ones. Yeah.
You would microdose with George, though, right? Like in the desert.
What, DMT?
No, microdosing psilocybin mushrooms. Just
I'm
like
so...
eating, just oh, okay. eating a little... Like a tiny piece like this big.
It's just like a caffeine boost.
It's like
I wish I knew that. See, I'm not that cool, man.
It's like eating this much.
Oh, okay. Of mushrooms?
Yeah, just eating this much.
You go to
you don't trip. You just feel a body high, but you don't trip.
You don't go to Screensaver Land?
No. This is microdosing. Just a little bit. Tiny bit.
That makes you just a little bit happier, a little bit more connected to people. It's like the perfect, just like you wouldn't know it unless, you just think it was a great day unless you were on top of it, unless you like knew that you took it.
Do you remember what's his name who used to edit at Maker who also had his own channel, Super Ed?
Yeah.
Who's Super Ed? Hell, I refresh my memory.
You
know
Super
Ed? No, I don't know this
Super
guy.
Dude, so this cat, the way that you guys are talking to me right now, like evangelizing this, is how Super Ed used to talk to me about weed. He's like, Steve, it takes you to a macro electrical experience. It takes you to a different level, like of aerospace, which you have not currently experienced yet. So don't talk to me about not doing it. Unless you have done it, like, what's your argument?
I'm not saying
that dude. We lost him to it.
This guy's from Maker.
I love that guy, by the way.
Hilarious. Give him a shout out.
Give him a shout out. Super Ed. He's a great.
Super
guy.
Ed. Shout out to Super Ed.
He was always that. It was so fucking funny. I love Super Ed.
Do you remember this guy, George?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, of course. He got super jacked too. After a while.
Do you miss? Like, let's talk about the Maker. Do you like? How did you get?
Oh, I miss the people. Yeah, the people.
Well,
how
did you get into Maker? Like, when did that happen?
I met all those guys 2008 or 2009, I think. Mm-hmm. And there was like 10 people there when I joined. Like,
oh, is that
there was
little?
Nobody. Yeah,
really.
Everybody who was there but me got like $10 million. How cool is that?
Were you the first person to not get money?
I think I was. Yeah, pretty much.
So explain to the viewers what Makers, what they don't, a lot of them might
Maker
not know.
Maker Studios was an MCN. It was the MCN. It was okay. The original MCN. Mm-hmm. And it was called The Station at the time.
And they sought out YouTubers, right?
Yeah. Like people like me.
They contacted you.
Well, they already knew me because I already was in a bunch of stuff from mm-hmm. my buddy Totally Sketch mm-hmm. was one of their people. He was one of the founders of the company. Mm-hmm. And so I joined them shortly after I did a couple of their videos. And then because they all liked me, I did a shoot with Lisa Nova. And
explain, Dan, she was the owner, right?
She was one of the owners. Her and Ben.
She's doing good right now, isn't she?
She's doing great, yeah, I think. I haven't talked to her in years. They got shot out of a money cannon into outer fucking space. So I don't see them anymore. Yeah. They're living the yacht life. They're living this, you know, all that shit.
How much money are we talking about, Steve?
Oh, I think they've, crushed
hundreds
it.
Of millions, right?
No. But they split hundreds of millions. So how about that? Exactly.
Jeez,
and they split it like, you know, fucking 20 ways.
But what would you do if you got 100 million? I mean, be honest, like, what would happen?
What would I do?
Yeah, with $100 million.
Super Bowl commercials, billboard campaigns. I would fuck this world up. No, I really would. No, I really, really would. Yeah.
What else would you do?
Just wait till I get money, man. You just wait.
Do you think it just turns someone's world up?
I do, but I will do trolling like the world has never seen.
So you would just continue to do what you're doing? Like,
well, I haven't done it in a while because YouTube had demonetized all my shit, right?
Why?
All
wait,
of
wait,
it.
Wait, wait. When did this happen?
A year ago, at least.
Why did they do that?
Because I'm not unboxing eBay $40,000 mystery crates and squirting fucking squeegee juice into my mouth and going like, whoa, you know? That's like that's what the YouTube is really proud of right now. I gotta jump into a pit of Orbeez.
When did you get involved from a diving with YouTube? Board. Like early 2000?
Oh no, or late 2000. Like 2009 is when I started my channel. I was doing videos, I think late 2008 or some shit with other people, and I started my own channel after.
And when did things start getting weird, like with this YouTube? Because I'm new to it.
It was always a little weird. I was always like, I always felt up against it, right? Like it was like, you know, there was always an anti-comedy thing that ruled YouTube.
Like
I think just the worst shit ever got promoted to the top, like you guys know. It was like
George, you know,
fucking song parody shit. And like where it's not even a
even
parody,
vlogging,
just rhymed a word.
It seems like these personalities, hey, it's Benny something here, just, you know, it's like
everyone's
this,
in a Nerf
show.
Commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone talks with this fucking enthusiasm.
Yeah,
they don't sound like real people.
That's some fake. It's kind of fake, isn't it?
It's fake, dude. It's 100%.
Why is that blowing up?
I think it's all I think it's all wish fulfillment. If you want to win on YouTube, I'll tell you right now.
Let them know.
No, really.
No, let
I'm not
know.
Even joking.
No, go ahead.
Wish fulfillment.
There you go.
It wins every time it's tried. What you do is you play the game, which is basically like...
What is playing the game?
What if we filled this whole room full of bouncy balls and filmed ourselves like bouncing all the balls
that.
Around?
I would never do that.
But that's what would crush it. It's a thumbnail
how
of
would
you.
That crush
no, it's
it,
a
though.
Thumbnail of you and like... You're in the room and then you're going like this and there's a fucking fill with bouncy balls. Like what? Up and down. Like
who's watching this stuff? Like
little
why
kids,
is that
man,
good?
Little kids.
So it's about the kids?
Well, yeah. And then, right. And then you're like, well, what about adults? What about adults? Hold
on. The kids. I'm just trying to figure this, wrap my mind around
it. But it's like,
it.
What about adults? Know. Okay. Well, adults watch YouTube. I'm an adult. I'm watching Stevie Weeby, right?
Yeah.
Much less of you, by the way. But you also watch like, you know, videos of.
I watch movie reviews. I like Chris Stuckman and.
Sure.
Stuff like that.
I think all that is great, but I'm talking about like the true winners, right? Chris Stuckman ain't crushing YouTube, right?
Right.
He's doing well.
He's doing well.
But the guys who are crushing like 200 million views a month
and people.
Shit.
I don't
right,
know those
right, exactly.
Yeah. But what are they doing?
That's the liquid nitrogen of like injection of wish fulfillment,
so
right?
So
even for adults, like for example, it's like, yo, what's up? Like, made all my money on Bitcoin. I'm standing with a Lamborghini here. I got a beautiful model here. I'm in a beautiful home.
I can't stand. Right? Ty
Lopez.
I cannot stand that guy.
All those fucking videos have 20 million views or whatever.
I just want to, because I know he's fronting. That's
100%.
Like, Hey guys.
I'm in a rental. Beautiful rental. Got a rental car right here.
Yeah.
Got a girl that I literally just picked up off of Craigslist right here. You know what I mean? Like,
so you have to do that to kill it?
No, it's just how to... that's how to super kill it, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can build something still. And that's always what I wanted to do. I was always just like, I'm going to build my own thing.
You got a million subscribers
there. Yeah, that's not considered a lot for these people.
What do you mean?
No, it's not, man. It's not.
No, think about that. That's a million. What do you mean? That's not good, George?
No, George knows.
George. Right,
George? George knows it's not good.
George, talk to me here. You said 100,000
is not enough,
good
George.
For us.
It's just the beginning. It's like layer one.
Exactly. See?
So how many different layers are there? Like how much do you have to do?
It goes forever, bud.
You know, do you want to
be... Yeah, exactly.
So, okay, what will 500 million... What would 50 million subscribers get you? What
anything you want. Anything you want. YouTube will put you on a billboard middle of Times Square. That's the problem, right?
Wait, so YouTube can do that for you? If you have like 50 million.
No, the shit. You got to be the shitty people, though. You got to be the ones who are doing the wish fulfillment shit, like the, you know, the... Or the least common denominator shit. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
It's all that.
It's kind of like you have to sell your piece of your...
You have to sell your soul. You have to, but you have to somehow keep the gun out of your mouth so you make another video next day. You have to somehow look yourself in the mirror and not put a gun in your mouth every night. Yeah. And that's the challenge. I think that's the real challenge.
Have you met some of these people you're like these
Of course,
big
all of them. Fucking
so
all
are
them.
They all like that?
Yes.
Even though, are they real? But they're real though, right?
No, no, no. When some of them are great, right? Like I would say like 1% of them are some of the best people I've ever known, right? The rest of them, man, you could cast them off of a fucking cliff into fire and the world would be a better place. And that's terrible. It really is. It's terrible. It's absolutely awful. But it would just make the world better. And before you say I'm jealous, because everyone's going to say I'm jealous.
Not, you have a million subscribers yourself.
I got a million subscribers on YouTube. I don't give a fuck. No, that's not why. No, I always just made my shit, right? I just did my thing, right? So it's fine. I'm doing fine. I'm doing
this.
Well.
Keep going. No, because this is the real shit. You're telling them the real deal with YouTube.
Yeah, no.
So there's levels to this, too.
Yes,
there's different levels to
this. There are people who have done it, like,
Jeez. You
know, where you make your own audience. And that's really what I think. You can still
that's
keep your
what
integrity.
We're
exactly.
We're just trying to do that.
No, that's
man. We're
it, man.
Way behind here.
That's it.
George?
The great people.
Where we would be if we started now.
The great people of JK, you know those
God,
people?
That's something he would say.
Yeah.
That's a George statement.
That's George's eternal optimism.
George statement.
Eternal optimism.
You got to love him for that, though.
You do. No, I love it.
I mean, you want these guys on your team, right? These guys are good dudes.
No,
right
these
here.
Guys, absolutely, man.
They're good. They're straight
absolutely.
Shooters.
They
here.
Care. They care.
They're straight shooters.
That's their problem.
Okay.
That's their problem. That's why they're poor. Yeah, because they care. Yeah.
So you're saying to blow up on YouTube, you got to just have no soul and just do the most ridiculous, soulless crap.
If you want
to
do it in a short amount of time, yeah. If you want to do the long game.
What's the long game? Explain to me what the long game is.
So long game is you build your brand,
brand.
Right? You,
jeez.
You do the Shea Carl thing, basically.
What's that? What is that?
Well, that you know, because of labels now. I said that and everyone's like, well, you cheat on your wife and you get a bunch of views. Mm-hmm. Well, no, you just start making videos constantly, right? Like, but they're your own thing that you like.
Yeah.
And you like it. And that's it. So it's like, I like this. And then you slowly, like your people will find you. Like they'll slowly start to find you.
It's hard for me to even vlog. I got to be honest.
No, it's
you.
Not about vlogging.
Okay.
It's
okay.
about doing your thing.
Okay.
Like
okay,
your
okay.
thing. Like, right. why do you do this show?
Honest with you, I don't really know.
Right. It's great.
It's I just think, something, you know,
I think
can
you
I be
like
honest
it.
With you, Steve?
Yeah, yeah.
The main reason I don't want to go back to a kitchen and be doing what I was doing at
Amen,
Pat's
brother.
House.
Yeah, you
Whatever.
Were working in a restaurant, right?
Oh, my God. I've had all the bad jobs, all the crappy jobs. I've had it.
Yeah.
IHOP, I worked there. Jamba
Damn.
Juice, I've worked there.
Damn.
Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, I've been there.
Jesus.
I've done all these jobs, and I want to do this so I don't have to do any of that again.
You, let me ask
and
you
that's
this.
All.
You fuck with cryptocurrency at all?
No, I haven't.
Man, dude.
I should have.
That's no, you could still. I mean, that's to me, that is the.
Oh, what, the Bitcoin stuff?
Mm hmm.
You put some money in there or what?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Well, like just like little amounts?
Little amounts over the years.
George, you invested in this?
Oh, yeah.
I got both these guys in, man.
All my little amounts. I need to get in.
Bryce?
Bryce is in.
Let's get some sponsors, Steve, so I can get in deep.
He's in deep. Bryce Money, B Money's in deep.
Bryce?
Because B Money got the money, right, baby?
Hey, Bryce.
That's it, baby. He shook his head. No.
Bryce,
he's like, I wish you could see his face. He's like,
Bryce,
God
I'm talking.
It, no.
Bryce? You put some money in there?
A while ago.
Yeah?
Like almost a year ago. So it was
let's talk after and then, I want, you know, I'll throw a couple $100 in something, you know?
You got a dollar. I call it dollar cost average.
Yeah.
Every time you get paid, you take a little bit.
Yeah.
You break it off, you put it into crypto.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's the real. So, George, you already. So, both these guys.
Both
so,
these
you,
guys
you talked to them about this?
Yeah. A year ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Isn't it too late though?
It's No. Okay. It's a, here's the thing. Everyone always look, and maybe a lot of people are going to blow me up and say it's too late.
Yeah.
Here's my thing about it, right? Like, if you look at all the hockey sticks of all the technology that's ever been adopted in the world, the rate of adoption, right? It all like looks like a hockey stick. Bitcoin, all this stuff is no different.
Okay.
It's being adopted on a global scale. It's a new technology being adopted just the same way that tablets, smartphones, the internet, all of it just had a trajectory where it's like it's released and then it goes like that, like
boom,
parabolic, right? Because it's a new thing being adopted on a massive scale. Like that's what's amazing about it. And right now the whole market cap for all crypto is under $500 billion.
That's what's up.
So come on.
It's a safe investment then. If you want to throw some
it's not safe.
What are you laughing at, George?
Nothing's a safe investment.
It's not
Yeah, but you threw money in it.
There's a lot of scams. There's a lot of shit coins.
Yeah.
Right? You have to know enough to know what, you know, which ones to pick or whatever.
Right.
But you know, I think that it's a very viable tech.
Okay.
That's what I think is tight. And the way that, you know, you can use smart contracts to fucking track.
No, I could tell you're being honest about it. Yeah, because it's like you guys all threw your money in there.
Oh,
so why would you throw your own money and then tell me that it's not worth it, you know? So
because it's a Ponzi and I need your money. And fuck you talking about? Of course. This is a Ponzi scheme. Trying to get everyone in. Got my own grandma into it because I have no fucking morals. That's why.
Let's go back to... I really find it interesting because you've been in this YouTube game for this amount of time.
Yeah, forever, man.
Because you're being real truthful.
Always.
People know me.
They know I'm like
I appreciate your honesty.
Oh, thank you,
I appreciate your honesty.
What were you worried about before Steve showed up?
Huh?
What were you worried about from watching this video?
I was a little scared because I saw your other videos and I thought you were going to do some, like, because I saw that Parker video. I'm like, is he like this?
Is he a dick?
Like, yeah.
No, right. But if people deserve it, I will be that way. You're great.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No, but really.
But that guy, the thing we're talking about, he was being.
He was being a little bitch.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. So I try to go after people who deserve it. Always.
Yeah.
These guys know. In fact, I got called everything in the book. Everyone said you fake your pranks, you do stuff. Like you guys, anyone who knows me,
I love the bang bus.
Thank you, brother. Anyone who knows me, these guys know, like more than anybody, that I never faked anything because these guys had to put it together and they hated their lives because we couldn't fake the shit.
George, Bryce?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, come here, George.
Yeah.
Come tell him. Can they see him at all?
Yeah, I mean, they know who George is.
Can they see him from there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so George.
Okay, yeah.
What do we got for George? You going to put him on the skateboard?
Yeah. George, sit on the
skateboard. I've been waiting for this moment, George.
There you go.
We can finally.
Ask him.
Okay, George, did we fake anything in all of our time on YouTube together? You did all my videos.
I never faked any of your videos.
Oh, right.
Whose videos did you fake?
Yeah, NDAs, dude.
Right. You never fake one of my videos, George? Not even one.
Not even one.
Why?
Integrity, man.
Hold on, I want to grab
damn
something.
Fucking straight. Damn fucking straight. So everybody who says, wait a minute. Didn't you guys have a fucking actor in one of your bang bus pranks? That guy was in another. What was he in? Who was that guy? Leo. Remember that guy, Leo? And he was in another. What the fuck is his name?
Who's the guy with Mohawk?
He fakes all the shit.
Yeah, I know.
What's his name? Did really well because he fakes his stuff.
George.
Yeah, but who's the?
He's thin. He's got a great home. Way richer than me.
Bro,
whatever. I forget his name.
George, are you going to use... I gave this to you tonight. I don't want to show it.
Roman Atwood.
George.
Oh, you're Roman Atwood.
So, George, are you going to use this tonight?
Explain how that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'll give it a whirl.
Okay.
You give it a whirl?
I'm just wondering.
Where'd you get that, Steve?
Shout out to Asa Akira for sending us the care package. Okay.
Is that as deep as Asa's?
Yeah, she really showed us love.
It's that fucking deep?
Oh, no. I don't know how deep her is.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, like, I haven't seen it.
She should be fucking studying.
No. That's, I haven't seen it.
Okay. So, George, real quick, with Roman Atwood, how did that happen? How could that have happened? We had an actor in our video who was also in a Roman Atwood prank video chasing him with a tire iron. George, how did that happen?
Okay, so here's what happened. Since we had to get our actor, everybody to, since Izzy acquired us, we had to get everybody to sign releases before we shot with them. So we couldn't do it in the streets anymore. We had to get actors to come in. We told them they were coming in to act in a porn movie. So then...
We thought they were going to be in porn, correct?
Correct. So We did get them from a casting website, but we then pranked them afterwards.
But George, you just called them actors. Surely that means that you hired a bunch of actors.
Yes, but not for the thing we told them it was.
Why is that so hard for people to fucking understand?
All right, George, we're back over
right, George,
there.
See you later.
See you later, George.
Didn't fake one thing ever.
I believed you.
It just
I
drives me crazy,
you
though,
know what
man.
The thing about him? I'm realizing.
I would have been so much bigger if I faked my shit. Are you kidding me? I could have got the 25 milli views, bud.
So what is?
Your intelligence, like you would have been so much bigger if you. Had
so
that.
So what's the
Thank
gap
you.
From 1 mil? When do you start getting that those big bucks? Like from 1 million to 50? Like when does that?
Yeah,
happen?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so like, you know, you do okay. Like I probably did like as well as like a fucking electrician, and that's not to say a fucking electrician doesn't make money. They do really well.
Yeah, yeah.
So I made like 70-80k a year doing this shit.
That's it because I had a crazy
split with Maker Studios. They would fund my videos.
How did they get paid the millions like the other people with the channels?
How did they get so many hits, man. They get so many hits, and then they do some kind of, they always launch something, and they always,
what do you mean launch something? They do like
launch some shirt, some fucking brand, some clothing company, some song or album or whatever.
So they mix something else in the equation to blow up, like
they expand their brand, right? So yeah. I'm also a and then fill in the blank t-shirt maker really they're a designer, right? Or it's like, I'm really an artist, but I really just make shitty song parodies, right? It's like all that stuff.
Yeah, so that's how they blow up. Like, is it through sponsorships or?
No, they don't blow up through sponsorships. That's how they make a fuck ton of money.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
But you've had sponsors, right, though? In
of
your
course,
past?
Yeah. Yeah. But I did, what, fucking three of them maybe total? I didn't get along with brands very well because I'm just too opinionated.
You wanted to,
I just want my shit to be my shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
These are the kind of shit I would get is fucking fleshlights and stuff. Yeah. Easily. Yeah. Like, I almost did one because I have a brand deal as an email.
Oh, you do?
It's literally this. You can actually go to my channel right now and say ask and you'll see it. It's dollar bills with a Z, momoneymoproblems@gmail.com. I check it once a year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And one time I checked it and I got this one from it was called a blowjob machine.
Oh, really?
It's a machine that gives you a blowjob.
What does it look like?
It looks like just a fucking thing that jerks you off, right?
But
like
is there lips on it?
There's lips on, like a really like scary looking lips, always that scary looking lip thing. And then it was like connected to a gyroscope or some shit, and somehow it blows you, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, this is so great. I really want to use this machine and I want to promote this machine.
Yeah.
I was like, would you be comfortable if I was like, hey, look, it's a blowjob machine. I mean, let's be real. It just jerks you off, but if you close your eyes, it's a blowjob machine. Like I wanted to kind of make fun of it.
Yeah.
Cause it's not a blowjob. It's a fucking thing that jerks you off.
Yeah,
like, even this thing, why does it say that?
It says
all my love to Asa.
It says fleshlight turbo thrust fleshlight.
No, it's got that blowjob.
It says the ultimate blowjob experience.
Come on, man. No, it's not.
Like, hey, this is yours, by the way.
It needs to have a heat source.
Yeah.
It needs to have a heat source.
No, but there's oils that turn hot.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter because it needs to have something hot inside of it.
Well, you could put a heater near it.
Yeah, but I want the machine to have that.
Oh,
I want it all in the box.
That's the kicker.
I want it all in the box.
You get the built-in heater inside of it.
Right. And so I wanted to point that out and they were like, hey, man, I don't think so. Yeah. We'll give you this much if you do
it. Have you ever used a fleshlight?
No.
Oh,
I swear.
You haven't?
I swear to God.
You've never used
it? I've never used it. But I would. I'm not better than it. I just it's just creepy looking. And how do you wash it? Like, do you put it in the dishwasher?
Well, I use dishwashing liquid.
Really?
Let me show you the one here. Yeah.
Steve's are always clean.
Is this yours?
This is the new one.
Is this your personal?
Yeah, this is my personal.
Yeah.
I could show this?
Like it's a fucking
but
sidearm?
But I
could
show this?
Don't show the inside.
Okay, so this
show the inside. Why? That's the whole point of it. What do you mean?
So that's just that.
To the camera. Oh, that one's not.
Yeah. Wait, why can't we see it to camera?
Well, that doesn't look like a vagina.
No, it doesn't. No, this is just it's a thing.
George, why can't we see it to camera?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Oh, no. So should I just get rid of this?
Oh, no,
okay, so this is basically that. And
it just looks like
I put Vaseline right there.
It looks like a mini donut.
Yeah, looks like a donut.
Yeah.
And then what happens is once you ejaculate, it gets in this bottom part, and then I just wash it in the shower.
In the shower.
Yeah, I washed it.
I just think that part of it. Look, I'm not better than you, by the way.
No,
I just
I'm
think
not.
It's that part of it.
Yeah.
Where I'm in the shower and I'm going like that.
I know.
I just can't handle
it.
I know. I can't handle it.
It hurts.
It hurts my soul too much.
No. I was just going to say that. It hurts your soul.
It's like I just spent all day watching reality TV, like from morning to night.
Yeah.
And then I look at the time and it says it's 10:50. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, it's like that feeling.
You know, when it hits home is I'm shampooing my hair. Oh. And then I grab it and I take some of the shampoo and then I put it in the donut hole. And that's when I feel really
And then
low.
You're in the shower doing it.
I'm in the shower doing it. Yeah. Wow. It's a profound.
And then after that, what do you do? You cry? Do you cry?
No, I don't.
I would. Like, you come out here, you hear the gentle blow of your air conditioner.
It's kind of like,
cry.
You know what it is? I look at it as like maintenance. So you know how like a mechanic does something to a, I feel like it's just like, that's just like, okay, I did this thing. I don't feel good about it.
Right.
I only do it when my girlfriend's away.
That's good.
Because
okay.
I have a girlfriend. You know, I don't need to do it all the time.
Does she live here with you?
Yeah, she lives. She's not here right now, but she's at her friend's.
I get it.
Yeah, she's usually here sitting where George is. But, I don't know if she knows about this, but she will. this one's
good.
No, she doesn't. I tell her not to watch.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Do you tell, like, I feel it's
I never.
I try not to.
I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
There's a type of person, especially on YouTube, where you go to their place and they're all like, let's watch my videos. And it's like,
no.
Please kill yourself.
I'm the opposite.
Yeah.
I cannot even watch any of this.
Same. These guys know.
Once I do this tonight, that's it. I'm done. We did our part and that's it.
So these cats, we'd film and then how long would it take me to do notes? I mean, Jesus Christ, right? Because I just can't fucking watch myself.
This guy's like, you have to comment and like,
well, Steve, you gotta take a look at
with
it.
The fans. It's like, I don't know if I want to do that. Yeah. So you don't respond to the comment? Like, how do you deal with hate, the YouTube hate?
I'm fine with hate. It's just the one that got under my skin was saying I faked my shit. That got me. But
who said, wait, was that a comment?
No, that was like a theory that and people were trying to expose me out there and stuff, saying I faked myself.
So,
that's why I just had George had to do a sit down.
So another YouTuber like try to call you out on your stuff?
Yeah.
Really? So that's
It's cool. I talked to him and it's cool, but I still get the occasional like.
So that exists. There's other YouTubers. Hey, man.
Right. That's the one thing that can get me. I don't care about literally anything else. Like, you can say whatever you want.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is just
It's because I spent so much time, money, energy, planning everything to get everything right.
With the YouTube.
To make sure to execute like these pranks like correctly and like trying to understand the human, like the way that people would react to things.
Right, we
would explore that like with each other and just all that work. And then just to hear like somebody try to take it all away because they were comparing me to these shitty guys who do the, you know, fake pranks and stuff. That's what it was. Just like, why do this shit?
Yeah,
I spend so much money on this shit. Why fucking do it?
Well, you spend your own money, like the gear.
No,
and stuff?
The amount of not really. I mean, I look at it like I was spending a lot of money, so much money because basically half of all of my money went into my own videos. So yeah,
wow. You edit your own stuff too at any point?
We had editors who would help with that.
But before you met these guys, like you had to do it on your own, right? Like you're on your computer, like
but my shit didn't really even take off until I got with George and these guys because it was because I just you know, he understands the way that I work is I need people to help me facilitate this shit because
me too. I can't do it.
I can't do that.
I can't. Yeah,
I need
stuff. These guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Same. So
like I can't, when he said, Steve, you should make a video, like a Instagram live video to promote the iTunes. Like I would have never done that.
Right.
He told me like five times and I'm like, yeah. Right.
And even then it takes you time.
It just takes me so much energy to do it. I was fighting it. I was like, fuck, I don't want to do this.
I'd rather slip my wrist sometimes. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want
to. But you need to do that to.
No, I know.
To grow the channel.
I know.
So what are we looking like? When are we looking good after what? How many subscribers where I could just.
No, man.
I don't
want to
buy a mansion.
No,
I just,
fuck
you
the
know.
Subscribers, dude. Yeah, if you look like, at the top, right? Like it's like who are the biggest people?
I don't know.
Would you trade places with them? That's what I always ask myself. It's like a lot of these people, would I trade places with them? Fuck no. Like I don't know how I would make it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Why do you say that? Is it just because?
Because of what they do creatively, I think is so uninteresting or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Have you been contacted by these people? Like, hey, we like your stuff, man. Do you want to do some kind of collab video?
Sure,
thing?
I do. I'll do. I'm not better than anybody. I just want to be very clear. I'm not better than people. I just don't like a lot of this stuff. It's just a personal taste.
Right. No, that's honest.
Because most of it's for kids.
Right.
And they know it, but they also act like they go on red carpets and they act like they're fucking like...
No, it's YouTube, though.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's not like you're...
But they don't know.
...getting casted at like...
But they don't know.
You know, in this new movie in Hollywood.
But now like, you are. If you're like one of these real shitty YouTubers and you're like cream of the crop, right? They do cast you in that shit because they see a number attached to you. They don't even see who you are.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Trust me.
Yeah. Would you want to do that though? That's kind of.
No. You want to try to win on your own and do your thing as hard as you can. Yeah.
So that's great advice, right? Just your own thing,
whatever that is. And by the way, it doesn't have to be something that I like or that Stevie likes.
Yeah.
It's just something that you like and that you can like look yourself in the mirror after doing. That's all.
I don't even know what I'm doing. To be honest, I don't even know what this is every week. I just do it.
That's fine. But if you like it enough,
to be honest, I like meet interesting people every week. You know,
yeah,
like
that's
Sasha Gray was on. Asa was on.
I can't believe you had me follow Sasha Gray. It's impossible.
My rapping homie was on, you know, I get these interesting people, a new one every week.
Yeah.
You know, like what next week might be Omni Boy, you know, and he's a great musician. He could kill it on the keyboard. He's like this talent, you know? So
do you want a person with fucking 10 million subscribers?
No, I don't know. I don't know if I could handle it to be honest. I don't know if I could handle that. There's some people, by the way, who are pretty cool,
but
I just would, can I be honest? I want to make enough where I could just pay the rent.
Yeah.
And then maybe once or twice a month, I could take my girl out to a nicer place to eat or something.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
I'm not trying. I don't even have a car. You know, I have no car. I live in this little studio. Yeah. But, you know, with the girl.
I can't believe you guys had Sasha Gray in here, man.
Yeah, she was sitting right there.
That's so fucking funny.
I know. And then with her, I was so scared.
And she came in here. She's like, oh, these guys.
No, are, no. Guys she was really down to earth, dude.
Was she?
Yeah.
But she wasn't scared when she walked in here?
No. Because I went to a barbecue. I've met her once or twice before.
Oh, that
I've been to a barbecue.
Okay.
And the first half, we're just talking about her Doberman Pinscher. She's got like this big dog, this interesting dog.
Watch that one. Don't watch this, man.
No, you're fine. You're going to watch. They're going to watch this.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
But are you tripping on that Sasha Gray was here last week?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
She's a fucking goddess, dude. She's perfect. She's unbelievable.
What do you like? She's got an interesting story.
It's because she's so interesting, you know?
Yeah. She wrote books. She's writing books.
See, that's what
she's
I love about her.
She's DJing the world. She's DJing all over the world.
I like that she's a DJ.
Yeah, dude.
I like that she's into music.
See, that's a good example. She's dictating her own path. Like, she's not following this...
Yeah, the trajectory.
Her trajectory is like she's creating her own thing, right?
That's why I love her, man. That's the only reason why. Those reasons we just talked about.
Yeah, George walked her to her car, too, at the end.
You're a gentleman, George, and a fucking scholar, dude. Good man.
He's like, now I'm going to walk you to your car.
let me walk you to your car. Yeah. And she's like, hey, man, scariest thing of my life. Please just let me walk on my own.
I have so much anxiety because that episode drops tomorrow.
Okay.
So I have like this anxiety like, oh no, like.
You about to blow up, bud?
Huh?
You about to blow up, son?
That'll get
a lot of hits. It should.
You think it'll get hits, George?
Oh, it'll do better than this one.
Wait, no, this is going to do better.
No.
This guy has his sayings.
The kiss of death is when George's like, this is the one. This is going to go viral. And then it's like, oh, fuck, dude. George. He would call it. He'd call the shot every time and miss every time.
How many times has George said that?
Every time. If he says it to you, you cannot listen to him. He does not know one thing about it.
That's why he's not saying it this time.
That's right.
Oh, you're not trying to. You're trying not to sabotage.
Yeah, he's trying to talk it down. And I'm trying to George it up.
Oh, no.
Now I know what's going to be big. I just don't want you to get your hopes up.
Okay, there you go.
So, like, do you have any other, like, advice for people trying to start their own brand or trying to make their way through this?
Yeah, I think YouTube is a niche maze. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's everyone, like, if you like to watch, like, old men play with toy trains, that's out there for you. If you like to watch young kids play with toy trains, that's out there for you. If you want to watch, like a lady build a toothpick fort, that's out there for you.
Yoga, whatever.
All that shit.
Yeah, it's out there.
You want to learn how to fix your TV because it's broken and you can't afford a new one? Like, that's there for you. Mm-hmm. They're probably for the same fucking model TV as you.
Mm-hmm. So
like,
there's a niche for everything.
Absolutely. It's just, you know, that's what I think it's for. It's like, it's a big niche maze for all. And it's a search engine, by the way, too. It's for whatever the fuck you got going on, you can look it up. Mm-hmm. I watch YouTube, but I don't watch like YouTube.
Yeah. You have other aspirations. You write screenplay. Don't you have screenplays written in?
Yeah.
Like, that's interesting. Like,
yeah, I wrote this movie called Internet Famous. We did it a couple years ago.
Okay, what's that about? Like, this?
It's like it makes fun of all the shit and all the people I've met.
It's like a parody type thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like a wannabe Christopher Guest movie.
I'm a big fan of his. Waiting for Guffman.
We got John Michael Higgins in it too.
Okay, yeah. But Waiting for Guffman, I love that one.
Fuck yeah, love that one. Yeah. Best in Show.
Best in Show. Yeah.
All that.
So. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, we did that a couple years ago, and then I wrote this one called The Thinning, which is like a YouTube Red thing where like starring Logan Paul.
What's YouTube Red? What is that?
YouTube Red's like a. That's a what YouTube does with all of our money. Because they take they take half of your money before you even see it.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it goes to YouTube.
George, you know about this?
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. It goes to the YouTube space as well, which is
they have offices
cool.
somewhere?
Yeah, you ever been to the YouTube space?
No, I haven't been there, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people haven't been there.
Yeah.
they take our money for it, though.
Where are the YouTube offices at?
There's one. They're all over the place. They sure have a lot of offices, don't they? Yeah. But there's a YouTube space.
Silicon Beach.
Where is it?
Silicon Beach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what they call it now? I never heard that term. Wow. You fucking cool guy.
Yeah.
Wow, that's what they call that?
Yeah.
Culver City area.
Okay, yeah.
And yeah, they basically have this place where they build out a bunch of sets every year mm-hmm. for all these creators to make the same
sets
video
for like movies
in.
Or something?
No, for fucking videos, man. So it's like they build a set and then everyone uses the same set in their different videos.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and not even 1% of YouTubers get to use it, but they spend a fuck ton of money on it. That's the kind of shit where I'm like,
how much they spend? How do you know this, Stella? Like, how do you
just because I know people at YouTube and stuff.
Got a million subs.
I'm in the club.
You're in the club.
No, I know about this shit, you know?
Right.
So, but it's, to me, I'd rather just give me more of my own money.
Like, right.
Fuck. Like, give me more of the cut, please.
Yeah.
Like,
so how does one go about doing that? Like, how do you navigate around that in this world? Like this.
How do you get into there?
Like, can you navigate around this YouTube like this the way that it's set up? Like as far as making your own way, like.
That's all you can do is make your own way. Yeah, I think there's nobody's gonna put you on a rocket ship. All you can do is make your own way and try to make your own thing.
Yeah.
But like I said, if you want to blow the fuck up, wish fulfillment all the way as hard as you can. That crazy glue right there. Start fucking eating it. Start making slime out of
this
it.
This Elmer's.
Oh yeah, exactly.
That's what people want to watch.
Dude, slime videos got 20 million views or some shit. It's crazy.
You know what slime? What is a slime video? Stuff?
It's people making fucking colored slime.
And people like watching that.
They love it.
Why?
Because they're kids. They're kids on their parents' phones, like, on the laptops, on their fucking tablets. And they are not watching TV anymore. We all know that.
Yeah, they're just watching.
They're just watching Netflix and they're watching YouTube.
Yeah. But that's a way around it, huh? Getting on Netflix somehow.
Yeah, like, I mean,
kind of funding your own thing submitting it. Is that possible for a YouTuber?
I don't know if you could fund your own thing and get on Netflix.
No,
you kind of have to.
You need investors or something.
Go through the paces.
Whew, that's interesting to think about. Yeah, I'm cool with doing this for now, you know.
No, you just build it, man. You build it your way. And you do it because you like it, and hopefully people like it. I mean, people found you, right?
Yeah.
And you slowly...
We have a small niche thing going on.
That's what happened.
We're cold, dude.
Yeah, exactly. I know, it's way cooler. That's why I say I was never a bin, so I can't be a has-been, because I was never like, YouTube top star, all this shit. Yeah. Like, I always just did my thing.
Yeah, I like that. I like that you did that.
Yeah.
And you're still doing it, right?
Yeah, just in like less, I mean, you know, I'm still on, I do JK News all the time.
Yeah, those are the homies. Yeah. Shout out to JK.
Yeah, I love those guys. Yeah. I like doing... I like rapping with people this is fun. Like,
you know, speaking of JK, because David So, he did a
love
movie.
David So,
he did a he was in Goop.
Yeah, Goop, yeah.
So shout out to Justin and David for that. I mean, that's outside the whole thing.
They
did their own thing there.
They
right?
did. And then he's still doing JK News.
Yeah. He's still doing that.
Yeah.
But then he did this other movie on top of that.
Yeah.
So that's a prime example.
That's why to me YouTube is stairs. And I have always said this.
I like this. Keep going with
this.
YouTube
is stairs where it's like, if you want to just be a YouTuber, it's going to be tough, right? Like it's only a couple people have lasted like a long time on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like if you want to, whatever you want to do creatively, hopefully YouTube is the stairs for you to get there. Can parlay.
Yeah.
That's
like
what
that.
A couple years ago I was like, fuck, I'm just going to start writing movies. Like I want to write movies, so
yeah, that's what you really want
to
do,
right? So I parlayed using YouTube to sell movies and make movies, and that's what I did. So now
that's
I produce
smart.
And
that's
sell
smart.
Movies that way.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you have to parlay though at some point.
And then it must be cool to think that your wife's is like in the game too, and she's doing her thing.
Yeah.
So does that help you too? Like it should help you both, right?
It does. Yeah, it's an interesting thing because you're.
Is there competitive? There's no competition.
Fuck no.
No. Okay. I was just, yeah.
No way. If anything.
That could occur, right? Like maybe in some
instances. I think it does occur with a lot of YouTube couples, but I have never experienced that on my end.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
That's great.
But my, I know a lot of people who have been in fucked up YouTube relationships competitively like
really?
That. Oh, yeah.
And they broke up over it and all that.
It's more like, oh man, I don't even know how much I'm going to say, man. But it's like
you don't have to say names.
No. I won't say names, but
like a broad.
Yeah, there's a hint of jealousy for some of the people because it's like guys on the bottom, girls on the very top, and for the guy, he's like, I was raised to provide, and this girl's killing it, and I'm like
their
her
ego.
Bitch, and the only way people know me is as her bitch, and this sucks.
But you wouldn't trip. I wouldn't trip if my girl had a. Bigger, you know?
No, fuck her. She's fucking crushing it.
Yeah, you'd be happy.
If she's making
like,
a fuck ton of money,
girl.
It's like,
she's
hell
killing
yeah.
It, yeah.
More Grand Theft Auto for me.
Yeah, there
How
you
do
go.
People not figure this out?
I know. You're
but it's
because
they need to see their own face on stupid shit. It's because they got to see their
really
own
matter.
Face on a fucking frisbee
matter.
Somewhere.
If you're with them and someone's providing it.
Exactly.
That's like an old way of thinking. I don't think that way. If my girl killed it like on her in her animation, I'd be like, yes.
Yeah. Is that what she does? She does animation?
Yeah, she does animation.
That's tight.
And I support her
fully. What kind? She does cartoons and shit?
She has a thing called two bunnies where she has her like see those two bunnies like and yeah. And then the posters of the two bunnies there.
Oh, rocking.
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah. You know, she just, you know, she does animations with those things.
That's awesome.
And yeah, we do a puppet show at the end. Yeah, two bunnies. Oh, okay. Two bunnies with the Z.
Two bunnies with the Z.
Two, number two.
She got that one? That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, two bunnies. Yeah. She
Instagram,
got it.
You'd think that name might have been taken.
Yeah, but like, it's like, I'm like, I want it to blow up, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, dude. It'd be great.
I know. I want Nikki to win, man. I mean, that's my whole thing is
she's
I want her to get
good,
what she wants.
But she's doing good, dude.
Yeah, no, she's going. It's going well. It's tough, man, because the algorithm of YouTube is tough. And it's just a tough time for creators, man.
Yeah, when did that start changing? It like,
I would say
late 2000, maybe?
I would say it changes every year, no matter what.
Yeah.
Somebody gets fucked by the algorithm somewhere.
Yeah.
But it really started to affect her, like, I'd say last year.
Right. But you guys are both doing. Being consistent, you guys are both consistent.
Yeah, no, I'm not consistent. I don't post fucking fuck all.
Yeah,
but
she does. She does.
Yeah, she does.
Okay,
and that. Yeah, I mean, I want to make shit again. George knows. I'm kicking around a bunch of shit. That's always that's always my thing.
You got your own setup, like your own cameras and stuff.
Yeah. I got my own stuff.
Oh, well, that's cool.
I know. I just have to like nail in on an idea and just do it. I think me and Nikki are doing a podcast soon, so that'll start getting all that going again. And
would you be open to doing like? Something that we mentioned earlier about conspiracies or aliens or
fuck yeah,
some sci-fi
stuff.
Like They Live, like a They Live thing.
I would be very down. You know Bob Lazar? Have you seen any of that shit?
No,
oh
haven't.
Man, that
no.
shit's good. Like the guy who, like the reason why we know what Area 51 is because this guy Bob Lazar.
Can you write that down? Right
yeah,
here,
for
right
sure.
Here?
B O B L A Z A R, and he.
Wait, how do you spell his last name?
L A Z A R. And he basically
Bob?
Yeah, Bob.
Okay.
He claims that while he was working for Los Alamos National Labs, he was approached by this guy who got him into reverse engineering alien spacecraft at Area 51.
Oh, that's cool.
And the way that he describes the spacecraft and shit, you're like, man, if this guy's full of shit, he is like genius at it. Because He maintains the story to this day. He found out about this shit, like, I think it was, like, in the mid-80s or late-80s.
Yeah.
And he just went public with all of it.
Yeah.
And he says that they threatened his life and that...
Have you heard of this stuff? I'm going to look him up.
He took his friends and his wife at the time to this area in the middle of the desert, like, near Area 51.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And at the same time every night that he took them, like, a couple weeks in a row, like, 3 weeks in a row...
Mm-hmm.
They would see the same weird fucking alien spacecraft thing like flying oddly in the air. And if it's not an alien spacecraft, it's something that we still don't have that flies fucking crazy.
There's a theory of like those saucers being like time machines from like the future.
Sure.
I mean, that's a scary thought.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like time crafts, that's kind of scary.
Who knows? Yeah.
It could be anything.
It's just government shit.
Yeah.
But he was led to believe that they're for aliens from a star system called Beta Reticuli.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
That's where, because you heard, because Bob Lazar.
Yeah,
Bob Lazar is the start of all that shit.
Wow. Yeah. I've heard of the Lyrans and the even the Palladians, and because there's different alien species out there.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
I love we know the names. I love it.
But
he
Andromedans.
Andromedans.
Yeah.
No, but he claims that he claims that, and maybe also he also says maybe the government told him all this shit to make him seem crazy if he cracked.
Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then it's like a psyop thing with that. It's like, because the military, they compartmentalize information.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone knows everything.
Right.
So basically, they could have said, hey, you're working on this spacecraft. It's from fucking aliens. And really, they captured it from some other culture.
That's your next thing, man. Just focus it all around this saucer that could travel through time. Like in Back to the Future, you know, like Marty.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It'd be tight.
Yeah.
I know. I love all this shit. It's so fascinating.
I just love sci-fi.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I was raised on it. My dad.
You have fun here?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
This is a blast.
This is no problem. A walk in the park
easy,
for you.
Easy.
Easy peasy. How are we doing on time? Over an hour? We're over an hour.
Over an hour. Wow.
Yeah.
Went by like it was nothing.
I know.
Maybe not for you, though. They're like, give me the Sasha Gray video. Fuck. Like, I don't want to reach for it. Just fucking autoplay the Sasha Gray video.
No, man. No, because we got deep. We got deep. Because I like your honesty. I'm really appreciative.
Ditto, man.
Yeah. I was scared. I was like,
I'm glad we didn't have to dance around each other for too long. It's like, oh, yeah,
no,
I like this shit.
No, we went right there. Yeah. And thanks for your talking about the whole sleep paralysis. I didn't think you were open.
Please
to talk
all
about
that out. Please. If that's it, I'm going to be really mad.
Can you start? This is the time we like start plugging. Can you plug in your channel or your Instagram or any?
Yeah,
stuff
my
you're
Instagram,
doing?
Steve Green
comedy,
comedy, mm-hmm. all one word mm-hmm. for some reason.
And then your YouTube channel.
My YouTube channel is Steve Green Comedy.
Mm-hmm. Your Twitter.
Hopefully, we'll get something back going on there, man.
Yeah, I really want to.
Me and George are in talks. We're figuring something out.
And then your Twitter.
My Twitter is Steve Green Com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Facebook.
Facebook, I mean, Steve Green Comedy, I think.
Okay, so Steve Green Comedy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll find me on all that shit.
Yeah. And then I have to do a couple of shout outs for one new Patreon. Shout out to David Buzzle and one person that bought music.
What'd they buy? What's your music?
It's on StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. Shout out to Kashar Rana. So thank you, Kashar. And then I have music on StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. And once you make that pledge at Patreon.com/StevieWeeby. We got to start doing these interactive things on Google Hangout. I said I was going to do
that. What do you mean?
Well, you know, I want to do a special thing for my pledges, where I could do an interactive thing, you know, where I could like meet with them once a month. They could maybe give me ideas of who they want as guests.
Right.
So I, you know, give me some feedback on, Steve, we like this about the show. We don't like this about.
Right.
I think that I need that.
Let's keep it on the positive, what they love about the show. You know, I don't need to go too much.
George.
They'll love to rip you an ass.
We'll just have them do the positive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Thanks for coming, man.
Hey, brother.
Will you come again?
Appreciate it.
Both of you guys back.
Any old time.
Yeah.
Hey, you have a guest that drops out. I'm really close to here.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
So you live locally?
Very local.
Okay. With that being said, it's time for Little Ray's World with the two bunnies, possibly. Yeah? Okay.
Welcome to Lil Ray's World Show. All I gotta say is kids' minds must grow. I got abducted by some aliens dropped in snow. Whoa. Stuck into a world that I do not know. So join me in adventures now. And I promise not to have a cow. My name is Little Ray.
Beep, beep. What the hell do we got this week? Looks like a goddamn apple. Hey, man. Are you an apple? Your name is Adam? Or it was Adam. And you got on a male gay dating site and you met a guy in Seattle. Is that correct? What the hell happened to you, man? How'd you become an apple? Well, you saw that this one particular guy you liked had a big penis, so you try to stick an apple in your butt to loosen it up. Is that correct? That's how you died? That's so sad, man. I wrote a song about you. It goes like this, partner. This one's about Adam the Apple, kid, so listen up.
Adam the Apple, man.
Adam is an apple and he did not like the toe of camel as he traveled to Seattle, had to go to find another mailmate, hey Romeo. Used a lubricated candle stretching out his hole. Lived on dating sites to find a dude that he could blow. Giddy up, horsey like you didn't know. Hopped right on the saddle and he met a man named Joe. Razzled and bedazzled, couldn't handle what was shown. Big Joe had a cap of corn like dong. Adam took a look and stuck his pinky in his thong. Felt his tight butt quiver up by the schlong. Ran into the kitchen, better listen to the song. He grabbed a red apple in the scandal that is wrong. Jammed it in his butt hole, cut so strong. Let out his anus, what a tragic way to die, man. Adam's now an apple with magic in his eyes. A's for Adam, man. A's for apple. A's for Adam, man. A's for apple. Join us next week for another episode of Little Ray's World, man. Woo!
We're on iTunes, so please leave a comment and a 5-star review. Thank you. See you all next week.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine Exterior is Dutch Boy's most durable exterior paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save-